Some of the greatest words that the Saviour ever spoke were spoken in John chapter 10 and verse 10. In the second part of the verse, he says, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The Word of God speaks so much about life, and it speaks so much about living. And the Gospel of John emphasizes this point again and again and again, that one of the reasons why the Son of God came into the world was so we might have life, that he might give his life for us, and that in turn we might receive life from him. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The previous verse speaks about eternal life. And then John 10:10 mentions abundant life. Life is for living. In him we live and we move and we have our being. And all throughout the Bible speaks about the vital signs of Christian life, evidence of life. God created us for fellowship with himself. He created us for his glory. Sin has robbed us of that. We're dead in trespasses and sins naturally. But the Bible says, "You hath he quickened, made alive who were dead in trespasses and in sins." Life is for living. And life without the Lord Jesus Christ is not really life at all. It's merely an existence. But the Son of God came to give us life. And of course, whenever we think of life, we think of reality. We think of consciousness. We think of activity. We think of vitality. We think of growth. We think of development. We think of experience. We think of energy. All of these things come together whenever we think of life. And yet, you know, we're living in a day where so many people live their lives virtually. They don't live their lives in reality, but we're so now accustomed to the internet, modern technology, social media, apps, television, and all that goes along with it, that we're almost now living our lives virtually. You walk down the street, notice how many people are just staring into a little screen about the same size as the palm of their hand. Nobody seems to take in the world around us anymore. You go for a coffee, you're asked to download the app, and no matter what you do now, have you downloaded the app? Do you want to register online? Would you like an electronic copy of your receipt? Would you like to follow us on Facebook and Twitter? And our lives now, so much so, seem to be governed by screens. We work online, we socialize online, we worship online, we do our devotions online, we connect with other people online, and so little nowadays of what we experience seems to be real. It's all virtual. We talk about meeting virtually, and the default of that is that we're not meeting in reality. And so many people live their lives virtually. But the Bible speaks so much about realities. God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He was created in the likeness of God, in the image of God, for the glory of God, and for fellowship with God. And whenever God had created Adam, he said, "It's not good that man should be alone. I'll make an help meet for him, a companion suitable for him." And so he made woman. Because it's not good for us to be on our own. We need face-to-face companionship. We need real interaction. We need real life. And yet so often we're accustomed to living our lives virtually. Internet has its blessings, of course, but I think so much of it consumes our lives. And we're consumed with screens. And we're consumed with online this and social media that and all that goes along with it. But you know, we could almost get to the stage where we're living virtual Christian experiences. Can I ask you just in closing, are you a real Christian or a virtual Christian? Are you really experiencing God? Are you really in fellowship with God? Are you enjoying his fellowship? Are you walking with God? Are you praying? Are you seeking his face? Are you reading his word? Are you witnessing for him? Are you serving him? Are you walking with God? Do you have this life that the Lord talked about? And are you living out this life, or is it all just virtual? Think about how much of your life you spend on a screen. And then we think in the physical realm as well. How much of our Christian experience is connected to a screen or a tablet or some sort of device, rather than being connected vitally to the true and living God? In him we live, we move, we have our being. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you. And the Lord wants us to live our lives in reality, not just virtually. So the challenge is, are you a real Christian or are you a virtual Christian? Are you enjoying life or are you living a virtual life? Just encourage you to spend a little bit of time with the Lord. Encourage you to get out for a walk, take in some of the beauty of God's creation. Encourage you to fellowship with people, talk to people, meet your friends face to face, and let's enjoy the reality of life and not convince ourselves that we're living life whenever we're only doing it virtually. May God bless you, and we'll see you again next time.